Many producers have felt the pressure of crop diseases this growing season. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. And that is especially true when it comes to corn. Corn diseases have caused significant problems in this year's crop. And Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeems says that producers still have some options on ways to manage their grain come harvest time.
Because so many people experienced some pretty severe diseases in 2025, we thought it was a good idea to talk about some of the secondary effects of what some of that disease can cause. And especially it can cause some challenges for our farmers at harvest. And so we developed a few tips after some discussion on things to watch for and ways that they might be able to prevent more losses at harvest.
Tamara goes on to outline some of those tips.
One of the things that I think people can expect in the fields that were more heavily affected by diseases is anything that costs us leaf area, whether it's disease or hail or anything else, is going to impact the plant's ability to use photosynthesis to fill grain. And it will often compromise the stalks because of that, because it'll steal or cannibalize what it needs to fill grain and get it from the stalk, making that stalk weaker. And so we may see more stalk rot diseases, and we are starting to see that already. And that weakens the stalk. They can lodge, of course, before and during harvest. Anyone wanting to check those fields, we recommend going out using the push test, pushing those plants to about 30 degrees. And if they don't snap back, if they bend over below the ear, you know, I would calculate the percent of those plants out of at least 100 I would check in the field. And if you have more than 10% or so, it might be worth your time to harvest early or at least push those fields that are higher risk to the front of the harvest order.
She says other things that these diseases have caused a lot of is leaf blighting.
So these leaves dry up really fast when they have a lot of rust or tar spot or any of the diseases, some of the bacterial diseases too. And what farmers might see is that they're dry down and the senescence may happen much more rapidly than what they were expecting. And people that might be planning to chop corn for silage or maybe for high moisture corn might notice that they miss that optimal window, that moisture content. And so I would check those fields that were affected by disease much more frequently as we approach that timing, because it'll go a lot faster this year, I think, than what they're used to.
She also points out that one of the ways that diseases cost yield
is they impact the plant's ability to develop kernels, and that can mean that those kernels are more brittle or at the very least smaller, and that's often how yield is directly impacted. Sometimes we even have some quality concerns, and so the chance and probability of ear rot diseases and some of the other problems are going to be higher this year because of all the moisture we've had and some of these stresses. And so I definitely would check those affected fields too for some of those quality issues. Check the quality of the cobs and the kernels. It might mean changing some settings on your combine, for instance, so that you don't lose some of those smaller kernels during harvest. And there's other things too. You know, if you notice a pretty high percent of kernels and ears affected by ear rot diseases or damage, that would be something that I wouldn't want to mix that grain with the higher quality grain in storage. That grain that's affected will not store as well, and I would use or sell that as quickly as I can up front and maybe store the highest quality grain.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.